PCS Union, nominate Chris Borah's Left Unity candidate for Assistant General Secretary. Marion Lloyd, PCS National Executive Committee member, and PCS Left Unity Chair, personal capacity. The left in the PCS Union, PCS Left Unity, has started the democratic process to agree its program for the union, and who will stand on the Left Unity ticket for the PCS 2019 national elections. Meetings to agree nominations and motions are taking place until the 26th of October. These will be followed by voting meetings during November, culminating in the National Left Unity Conference on the 1st of December. A key issue will be who the Left Unity candidate is for the union's Assistant General Secretary, ACS. Socialist Party member Chris Borah is up for re-election. He has been the Left Unity candidate on three successive occasions since 2004, and won the union's election each time. Chris is being challenged by Janice Godrich, the union's president. This challenge was started and is actively supported by the General Secretary, Mark Sawatka, supposedly because of personal dislike and alleged inability to work with Chris. But as the election process within PCS Left Unity has got underway, the justification for standing against Chris has turned into a campaign of slurs, half-truths and distortions. Chris Borah's campaign is supported by the Re-Elect Chris for ACS campaign. Its focus is a program which sets out what is needed to defend members. Ballot tactics. A key example is pay and conditions. The 2018 pay strike ballot, despite a massive campaign and huge effort, fell short of the 50% turnout required under the Tories' vicious anti-union laws. The response by Mark Sawatka, Janice Godrich and their supporters is inadequate. Effectively, they want to do the same again in 2019, but be better organized and ballot earlier. In contrast, we have called for a special delegate conference on pay, to draw on the experience of activists in 2018, and determine PCS's approach in 2019. Key questions should be discussed. Should we consider disaggregated ballots of each department, similar to the University and College Union, which delivered a successful national strike ballot? Should we include other issues like office closures, jobs, and conditions, similar to the Communication Workers Union, which also delivered a successful national strike ballot? Our opponents have called our suggestions, put forward at the September meeting of the PCS National Executive Committee, wrecking amendments. Now they are part of the union's national consultation. We want a full and democratic debate involving reps and members, so we can prepare for a 2019 pay campaign on the strongest basis. On union democracy, we stand for the election of all key full-time officers. On equality, we stand for the removal of all barriers which divide workers. On political representation, we support the election of a Corbyn-led anti-austerity government, but with PCS maintaining its political independence. On PCS Left Unity itself, we stand for building a campaigning, rank-and-file organization that defends and strengthens the lay democracy the left has fought so hard for. Please visit the Re-Elect Chris Borah's Facebook page and blog for more details of our program and the full slate. And at the Left Unity nomination meetings, please nominate and support the candidates below. This is a part of a slate which leaves places open to other candidates, indicating our willingness to work united with others in Left Unity, in the interests of our members, and against government attacks.